Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Later this week, we can see the hottest temperatures we've seen all summer. Today, the heat index will be at 98, but after that, the heat index is well into the triple digits.
The search for a missing Moore County woman is intensifying. New information about her last known whereabouts as the search radius grows.
Highway expansion could lead to confusion in Johnston County and beyond. How you can give your opinion tonight about planned name changes to major roads in Clayton. What we all know is Highway 42 may not be called that anymore. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us on this beautiful Tuesday. Look at the sunrise. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, the road may be a little confusing there, but make no mistake, we'll be perfectly clear. It's going to be hot today and for several days ahead. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Love this beautiful sunrise, but it's going to heat up.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. You know, get outside and enjoy it right now. We take a look at Franklin's Hid. This beautiful old school. Here's the middle school now, 71 degrees. It's 69. That's the dew point. So it's definitely a warm and sticky start, but it's nothing that we haven't seen over and over pretty much every day of this month. 73 in Fayetteville, 70 Goldsboro, 67 South Hill, 63 in Roxboro. So not bad out there this morning. We'll hit 80 degrees by 10 a.m. We climb into the mid-90s this afternoon. Our humidity is going to be on the higher side, but not as high as it gets later in the week. And that's when our dew point climbs into the mid-70s and the heat index into the 107, 108 range. I'll show you how many days we'll see that coming up, Brian.
It is 6:01 right now. We've got some delays on 440 westbound this morning. This is the camera out at Wake Forest Road. And you can see there in the distance where they're collecting the barrels. This is all the repaving project that is still underway between the Wake Forest Road area out toward Glenwood Avenue on that westbound side of 440. It's all wrapping up, and we should see some improvement out there in the next few minutes. But for the moment, at least, we're talking about a 9-minute slowdown, mostly between Capitol Boulevard out toward Six Forks Road. I'll have another update in about 10 minutes to let you know how that's looking. We have a disabled vehicle in Holly Springs, but otherwise quiet around the rest of the Triangle, Joe.
Brian, thanks. There are new developments in a WRAL investigation into the deaths of two children. A county commissioner is now calling for the leadership of Nash County Social Services to resign. Many in our community know the tragedy of Crystal Lane. Her grandmother is charged in her February death. Nash County Social Services was aware of the potential abuse in the 8-year-old's home. Now, despite a recommendation by the sheriff's office and warnings from her school, Nash DSS did not remove that girl. Now, after months of investigation, WRAL has learned of similar tragedy, the death of 1-year-old Chase Hilliard. Hilliard died in 2020 after his mother said he fell from a bed. A former social service worker says multiple agencies and social workers, including supervisors, had warned upper management the mother was not mentally fit to take care of that boy. His mother is now charged with second-degree murder. Nash County Commissioner Gwen Wilkins says the county's DSS director, the deputy director, and the program administrator all need to step down.
I say the buck stops with the Board of Commissioners. No one on that board can tell me that we don't have the power to make a change.
Nash DSS says it can't release any information about the Hilliard case without violating general statute. The state says changes are ongoing at Nash DSS. This week, we will learn more about the nation's economic outlook and how it will affect your finances. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now. Kelsey, the inflation, it seems to be going down, right? But the rising prices for things like gas and groceries aren't following suit. What's going on here?
Gas prices are always a good indicator when we're talking about what our economy looks like. The average price of gas here in Raleigh actually went up by about 13 cents over the past month. And here's the prices right now this morning at a gas station on Atlantic Avenue. It's at $3.41. Right now, the average price of gas in North Carolina is $3.38. And that's according to the new numbers AAA just released this morning. The gas prices will be a factor when the Federal Reserve begins its two-day meeting today. NC State economist Mike Walden says he expects the Fed will issue another rate hike, but that would be the last one for the foreseeable future. He says even though inflation is cooling down, prices are still up.
I would tell people, drivers, not to panic. I don't think we're headed to $4 a gallon. In fact, I think for most of the rest of the year, we're probably going to be around, oh, I'd say around 370, 375.
When the Fed meets today, they're also going to consider what's called the Consumer Confidence Survey. That's going to be coming out later today. That shows us how people are feeling about their finances and their spending. And then the Fed is expected to make a decision about those interest rates tomorrow. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
An urgent search for a missing Moore County woman this morning. Police in the Charlotte area are now asking for the public's help. Alicia Watts' family and friends say she hasn't been seen since last Sunday. We spoke with a friend who says Watts traveled to the Charlotte area with a new boyfriend. They say the two were in her black Mercedes SUV. That vehicle was found in Anson County, south of the Charlotte area, but there was no sign of Watts. The friend says a missing persons report is now filed with the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, as well as in Moore County and Siler City. Police are asking anyone who sees Watts or may know where she is to call 911.
A thief targeted a family in Nash County that had already lost everything in last week's tornado. People in the community raised more than $1,000 to help them, and that money was stolen. Looking at the damage, you can see the roof was blown off. Very few walls were still standing, and a car was also blown onto its side. Even after the family lost that money, the community support came back stronger. In fact, a stranger all the way from Idaho says he saw the remains of that house and felt compelled to help.
I missed three exits, which I think was accidentally intentional because it was what got me on this road, which brought me to this house. And so instead of going to the church directly, I just turned, pulled in, said hi to the people that live here and said, I'm here, I'm available, what do you need?
And while our WRL crews were in that area on Monday, they saw several people stopping by to offer money and support. And others trying to recover from last week's EF3 tornado also need help. And the Rocky Mount area Chamber of Commerce and United Way have teamed up and stepped up for the Twin County Tornado Disaster Relief Fund. Every single dollar will go to the people affected by the tornado, and you can make a donation online or by mail. We have all the information you need on WRL.com. Just search the word tornado.
Today, you can give your thoughts on the DOT's plan to rename NC-42 as part of a major road project. The DOT is working to build an interstate connecting Raleigh with Morehead City at the coast. That future road will be named Interstate 42. But before the state puts up those I-42 signs, it has to untangle a little confusion. NC-42 already runs through that section of I-40 and the future I-42. So to avoid confusion, the NCDOT wants to rename it NC-36.
If people are on the highway and need to call 911, we don't want there to be confusion about which highway they're on. Are you on Route 42 or Interstate 42 or NC-42? You know, we don't want there to be any delays for emergency response.
NC-36 would run from the NC-50 intersection along future I-42, then to Ranch Road, back to US 70. Today's public meeting is from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Clayton Town Hall on East 2nd Street. It will take up to a year to make any of these changes, so today is your chance to weigh in.
If you can drive your child to school, don't request a bus to come pick them up. That's the message from the Wake County School District as it deals with another bus driver shortage. The district sent a letter home to some parents saying sometimes no bus will be available and students will have to find alternative transportation to and from school. You can find the link to tell the district if you do not need a bus on WRL.com.
An investigation is underway after an inmate died at the Wake County Detention Center. Officers found 19-year-old Demarius McLean unresponsive in his cell around 3 Monday afternoon. Medical staff started CPR immediately, but despite that, McLean died. The FBI is investigating.
A legal showdown is about to play out between Texas and the Biden administration. The Department of Justice is following through with its threat to sue Texas over these floating buoys in the Rio Grande River. The buoys are aimed at stopping migrants from entering the United States illegally. The Justice Department wants those barriers removed. However, Governor Greg Abbott is digging in on this, and he says the Biden administration is not doing enough to deter migrants. This morning on Today, a farmer who owns land on the Rio Grande says while migrant crossings are frequent there, he doesn't agree with Abbott's methods.
I support Governor Abbott, but not in the way he's going about this. This is more...
Why?
This is more political than anything else.
And this morning on Today, a look at the humanitarian and public safety concerns being raised over those buoys. Today airs at 7 right here on WRIL.
People who live near the site of a controlled burn in Durham are worried about their health. The testing they want to see done after ash chips rain down on their homes.
A band is left heartbroken after a show in Raleigh. Their equipment was stolen from their trailer. Their call for help after a crime that is catastrophic for their livelihood.
And the heat keeps climbing. We're going to see temperatures in the mid-90s through the end of the week and then upper 90s over the weekend. I'll show you what it will feel like and which days we could be under a heat advisory.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's 6:12. It's a beautiful, quiet morning out there. Here's a live look at Clinton. That sun just starting to light up the sky there. It's certainly on the muggy side and warm side, too. Heading out the door, 72 degrees. We're going to climb into the mid-90s this afternoon. If you're thinking about heading over to see the sunflowers at Dix Park, I've seen so many gorgeous pictures in the last week, including one of Vivian, Brian. That was an awesome picture that you posted of her over the weekend. A temperature, by the time we get to lunchtime, almost 90 degrees, and it'll be in the mid 90s this afternoon. And as a matter of fact, it doesn't really cool down until we get close to 7 or 8 o'clock. So those are going to be your best times to go before lunchtime or after 7 or 8 o'clock. Walking the dog, of course, same story. Not much chance of storms, but it's a hot one today, Brian.
6:13 right now. I want to update you on the Beltline. They are getting rid of that overnight repaving work out there from Wake Forest Road down toward the Glenwood Avenue area. You can see the traffic's flowing pretty well through that Wake Forest Road interchange. I think this is pretty much cleared now. Maybe a little bit of brake tapping right around Capitol Boulevard. About a 2-minute delay overall that we're measuring on sensors. Also, just getting reports of a crash up on Cooley Road, not too far from Zebulon Road or Highway 96 in the Rollsville area. But otherwise, we are looking good on all of our major routes in the Triangle, Renee.
Brian, thanks. Now to a concern for some people in Durham. Those who live in the Forest Hills community are worried that a controlled house burn may have exposed them to lead. Durham's fire department performed the training exercise at a home on Bivens Street on July 14th. People who live blocks away have found ash chips on their cars and yards. Neighbors want to see professional testing of the substance given the age of the home that was burned.
Haven't gotten out the lawnmower to cut the yard because I'm concerned about pulverizing whatever paint chips might be there and sending them up into the air as fine particles.
A spokesperson from the State Department of Environmental Quality says the fire department took appropriate steps and met the asbestos requirements for the training.
There have been over 400 mass shootings this year in the U.S. The Gun Violence Archives tracks the gun-related violence, and its figures show the U.S. reached 400 mass shootings in a little over 200 days, almost 2 shootings a day. At the current pace, the U.S. will surpass the record of almost 700, which was set in 2021.
Wildfires are threatening the main airport on the Italian island of Sicily. Video from Palermo Airport shows large flames getting close to the airport's runways. The airport shut down all air traffic last night. Sicily has faced scorching temperatures as a powerful heat wave is hitting much of southern Europe. The temperature there hit 117 degrees yesterday.
Officials in Pender County are seeing more abandoned horses as inflation rises. Animal control and rehab ranches say more people are walking away from their horses because they can't afford them. Senior horses are especially affected by this. And one reason is costs of food and medications for large animals have doubled and in some cases tripled since the pandemic. Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose will perform next month in Raleigh. The North Carolina native is having a concert August 26th at Theater Raleigh Arts Center. The event is designed to raise money for the nonprofit professional theater. Tickets range from $100 to $200. They are sold out, but there's a waiting list you can sign up for. DeBose grew up in Wake Forest.
A band on tour across North Carolina had their trailer filled with $20,000 worth of equipment stolen in Raleigh. The New York-based Kelly Baker Band played at Bowstring Pizza on Wake Forest Road Sunday night. After their show, they stayed overnight at the nearby Hilton Hotel. Baker says their U-Haul trailer was stolen off the truck to which it was hitched. All the band's instruments were in that truck. And after they discovered it was missing, Baker managed to track her iPad that was on the truck and found the trailer in a parking lot 15 minutes away. It was empty except for a random safe that was not theirs. Police are investigating, and the band is desperately hoping that they will get their gear back.
When you steal a musician's instrument, okay, and this is not the first time this has happened to me, it's different than stealing somebody's purse. It's different than stealing somebody's laptop. It's almost a part of your soul and your identity.
The stolen gear is about 90% of their total equipment, and performing is how they make a living. So Kelly Baker calls this theft catastrophic.
You can see why. It's right in the livelihood there. Elizabeth Gardner is over in the WRS Severe Weather Center right there. You see that sunrise behind me? The heat is on the way.
It definitely is. It's a pretty start out there this morning. We take a live look at Goldsboro. Here's Apex, of course, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant and our newsroom there in Fayetteville. Lots of sunshine everywhere. High pressure system is building. And you can also see this trough of low pressure. It's that brown hatched line that tends to set up pretty regularly for us in the summertime, especially when we're in an otherwise dry pattern. And sometimes that can be a focus for some scattered storms. But the high pressure system that's so close to us is bringing sinking air, and that will limit the potential for any showers and thunderstorms to develop. It's not a zero chance because this time of year with the heat and humidity, you know, it can always sneak up. So we could see an isolated storm anytime this week, but they would be isolated at best. The heat continues to increase. We have a strong flow coming out of the southwest. It's going to pump more moisture in as we get closer to the end of the week. And that's going to mean our heat index is around 107 on Friday, 108 on Saturday, and 105 on Sunday. 105 is a threshold for a heat advisory that the National Weather Service would issue. So don't be surprised if we have a heat advisory through the weekend, unless something changes and our temperatures look like they'll end up being a little bit cooler. It's a very small chance for rain. And with all this heat, our soil will dry out fairly quickly too. So you're probably going to have to drag out the sprinklers or the watering cans for your garden and your lawn. Tracking the tropics, two systems that we're watching. If you happen to be watching last evening, Kat and Mike were talking about this potential here. It's just a 10% chance. And yes, it could develop here off the southeast coast of the U.S., but none of the models are really picking up on that very much. I mean, with just a 10% chance, it's interesting, but nothing to be concerned about. This system has yet to develop. We've been watching this one for days now, just a 20% chance as it moves across the Leeward Islands. One of the reasons that we're not seeing a lot of storms coming off the coast of Africa is we have a plume of dust from the Saharan Desert that's moving right through the area where we tend to see some development. That dusty air is also very dry, and for tropical systems to develop, they need a lot of moisture. And so that dry air moving in tends to keep our chances of tropical systems down. 94 today, 95 Wednesday, 96 Thursday, 95 on Friday, 98 will be the hottest day of the week, but it's going to be a subtle difference. It's really all about the heat index. So much moisture in the atmosphere, it's going to feel like triple digits. There's nothing coming our way to help us out, Brian.
You bring a lot of good news this morning. Yeah. Thank you. It is 620 as we take a look at traffic. Getting reports of a crash up here on the northern side of Wake County, not too far from the Franklin County line on Cooley Road near NC 96. That's north of Rollsville. Reportedly a crash with injuries. It doesn't look like it's affecting traffic directly on 96 at this point. Also a crash on the southeast side of Raleigh, reportedly blocking some lanes out at Rock Quarry Road near Fox Ridge Manor Road, south of the I-40 interchange. We'll head over to Durham right now. All of those major approaches into Durham are looking just fine, including 501 southbound from Infinity Road down to I-85. No delays at the moment.
Brian, thanks. The city of Rocky Mount is rallying to help people who were in the path of last week's tornado. The help leaders say they need to get from the state to help everyone get back on their feet.
And there's a sickness spreading among dogs. What local veterinarians are saying you need to do to keep your pet from coming down with canine flu.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
10 years after its last season, a fan favorite cartoon is back once again.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, Fry, Bender, Leela, and the rest of the gang are back again in Futurama. This is the second time the show has come back after it was canceled. Got its start on Fox back in 1999. Comedy Central later rebooted it, and now it's going to be on Hulu.
Yeah, it's going to take place 1,000 years in the future, as the name would suggest. Futurama right there. But this, satirical sitcom, animated sci-fi, it's got a little something for everybody in there.
I have to check that out. Yeah, I've never seen an episode
of Futurama, but I know there's a big
right up your
fan
alley.
Base.
There's enough satire in there to keep Ryan happy.
Okay.
That's right. Britney Spears has another milestone in her iconic career. Her song Toxic just became the latest to hit 1 billion streams on Spotify. Now, that song came out 20 years ago, and it is the first of her songs to hit the billion streams mark.
I cannot believe that song is 20 years old. So many people know the words. One of her greatest hits. She's still churning out some hits. She recently dropped a single with will.i.am called Mind Your Own Business. And she has a memoir that's coming out in October called The Woman in Me. So many upcoming projects for Britney.
Billion stream mark. Amazing. Brian, thanks for that. Yeah, the set was filled last night with local talent on America's NBC Ninja Warrior, Isaiah Lee, Matt Kalins, both of Holly Springs, Kevin Toretto of Wake Forest, all competing against each other, taking on that variety of obstacles they found. Isaiah is a 16-year-old from Holly Springs High School. Kalins is a strength and conditioning coach for the U.S. Army. Both Lee and Kalins advanced.
Today, you have the chance to weigh in and share your opinion about changing the name of a major interstate. Just ahead, I'm live with more details about a project with the DOT underway and how you can share your input.
The intense heat that's been plaguing the West is starting to slide in our direction. I'll show you how many days we'll have above normal with the potential for a heat index coming up.
Football season's right around the corner. We preview Carolina Panthers training camp when the team's veterans will be arriving in just a few hours.